Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Where are we? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, indeed.
Week one, 2019.
Yeah.
How's it been so far? Don't...
Don't jinx it.
Well, not only that, it's November 29th.
This is, yeah.
But in time, it is week one.
Yes, it's
happy
Monday,
friggin' New Year.
January 7th.
I'm going to tell you how this week has gone for me. It has been amazing. I won the lottery.
Nice.
Yeah. I met my soulmate. I saved the world. I've been busy, but so far off to a good start. Speaking of,
sounds like you have a very purposeful life.
It's a purpose-filled life, and that is how we are opening this year's first podcast.
Ta-da!
Why, you ask, Cindy? Why?
To celebrate my 1 year.
Oh, that's
with
true.
The show.
That's there's that, which has given you so much
there's
purpose.
My purpose. Yeah.
Yes, because you were lost.
I found my purpose.
Until this. And there's no doubt.
Organizing the Jillian Michaels show.
God, that's aged you. And speaking of aging, my book, which I would like to say is a bestseller, but have no idea because it is November 29th.
Yeah.
Has been out right now in time for everybody listening for 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah, 2.
And so we had promised to come back and talk about the other three keys, right? These 6 body processes that incite age and how to make them work for us instead of against us. So, you know, we already covered the first 3, and in this show we're going to cover the second 3, which are macromolecules, telomeres, and epigenetics. And you're like, oh my God, I just tuned out. But give it a second,
because it's going to be really
worth, it's going to be worth your while. But the reason we brought up a purpose-filled life to begin with is that one of, again, the overarching themes of the book is, yes, balance, and yes, things being interconnected, but purpose and meaning is, without it, it's all just a loss. You will not do, exact, take action on, pursue, follow anything, period, for better or for worse. And we've talked about this a lot when it comes to weight loss, right? We always use that Nietzsche quote of like, if you've got a, I'm butchering this, but to paraphrase, if you've got a why to live for, you can tolerate the how. The how being the work associated with the goal. And work with purpose becomes passion. Work without purpose is punishing. Mm. A purpose-filled life allows you to tolerate the hardships that life will throw at you, whether it is having a goal and enduring the struggles to get to the goal because you have a purpose, a reason for enduring and tolerating them, or whether it's life throwing shit at you and working at it backwards of like, let me find a purpose for this and create a meaning for this so that any loss or tragedy can be transmuted. Like, again, we've talked about various examples, but losing a loved one and setting up a charity in their name, or it could be anything. It could be anything that you say, this horrible thing happened, but out of it, I will bring light and love and goodness and positive intention into the world. Does it make the tragedy any less painful? No, but it allows you to survive it. And it is the only way forward. A great book that I highly recommend everyone read other than mine is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. Mm. And he's one of the fathers of modern psychotherapy. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. And he looked at, you know, how people survive things like a Holocaust and its purpose. And he started something called like logotherapy, which is learning how to bring purpose to life. And I think this is such an important way to start out 2019. And you may say, like, what the hell? Like, I don't know, right? Like, purpose-filled life, like, I don't know. And that's okay. Because we get so caught up in, like, just kind of robotically going along and paying the bills and paying the rent and taking care of things and being responsible and doing what we think we should that we get so far afield from our passions. And yet we have these ideas of what we want to achieve of, like, well, health and love, money. But by the way, pursuing money can make you miserable. So I want you to think about, right, we've talked about this, but why do you want to live to be older? Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to quit smoking? Well, because it's bad for me. But why do you care? Because you want to meet your great-grandchildren? Because you don't want to die a painful death of emphysema? Because you, like, really think about it and take time. Process it. You know, think about how is this going to improve the quality of my life in detail. Form emotional connections to it. Because life's going to throw shit at you, and anything worth having is going to require work. And I bring that up specifically, like, the book that I wrote, The Six Keys. I'm honest. I'm like, listen, man, you want to live this awesome, dope life, disease-free, not forget the names of your grandchildren, which, you know, could happen to all of us, but, like, let's do our best to prevent it or push it 20 years down the road so it happens at 100 instead of 80. Like, there are ways to do all of that, but they require work, and work requires a purpose. So that's my number one thing is, before you take on anything this year, really stop and think about, is it something you truly want or something you think you should do? And how is it going to improve the quality of your life? Why do you want it? And put it in perspective. Because when you are making the healthier choice or the more difficult choice that leads you to the more positive outcome, that perspective is what's going to carry you through it. Be it weight loss or quitting smoking or breaking up out of a shitty relationship or putting yourself out there to date again, which may terrify you, or whatever it might be. Mm. Or taking on the Six Keys program, which is an intense program. It's not out of reach, but I mean, it's comprehensive. I'm asking for change. You want to live this way. It requires some changes in your life. They're affordable. They're accessible. In most cases, they're free. But it will require you to make some changes. So that's going to be my lead-in. And then we will open with the six keys. The first one being macromolecules.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolin is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first 1,000,000 orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
And we're back. I was just fighting with Sarah Bishop in between the break because it's swishy jackets drive me crazy. Swish your jacket, Bishop. You hear that, guys?
It's raining out in LA.
We're indoors. Do you hear me wearing a swishy jacket?
This is like being like stuck on a road trip with like your teenage siblings.
No,
two of us?
Yeah.
You hear it swishy jacket.
All the
right?
Love, you mean?
Yes.
And then you know what else it does? It swishes around while doing this on its computer. And I'm trying.
I should stop working. You're right.
Well, what you should do is work more quietly in a different fabric. Is it me? Is it me? No, I don't hear Cindy swishing the fuck around over there.
In my cotton t-shirt.
Mother of God, Bishop.
Jake, are you taking notes? Cotton only.
Cotton only. Sorry.
I'm sure
organic.
Wool.
Organic cotton
way
only.
Ahead of you.
God. Well, that's because you're a professional. Wow. I'm trying to come back and do our second set of 3 keys. Out of the 6 keys to help unlock your genetic potential for ageless strength, health, and beauty. So, one of the keys, macromolecules. So, who can tell me what that is? I love these little pop
anyone,
quizzes.
Anyone?
Anyone? Bueller? No? Nobody. Come on. They're molecules.
Sarah's, big old molecule.
Sarah's pushing her microphone away.
So, basically, your macromolecules make up your cells. Your cells make up everything in your body, right? Everything in your body. There are 37 trillion cells in your body. And they are made up of macromolecules. So think about this for a second. Macro nutrients are protein, fat, and carbs. Macromolecules are protein, fat, carbs, and nucleic acids. So another reason why we should be omnivores: your cells are made up of protein, fat, and carbs.
All of the things.
All of them. When you are not eating a relatively balanced macro ratio in conjunction with not overeating, right? Calorie restriction, the right balance of calories in versus calories out. Unless you've got weight to lose, which is, you know, then you eat less, then you're burning. But you're literally starving the body. So, all right, we're going to look at the ways that damage to macromolecules can age us. But to first elaborate a little bit more on this concept, right, of protein, fat, and carbs, let's talk about what they do in your cells. So protein plays a part in building and maintaining muscle. Same for your bones, same for your blood, same for your organs and other tissues. It also comes in various forms of enzymes, antibodies. Like, that basically is what makes up the majority of what's inside the cell. Okay? It's fighting off pathogens, chemical reactions, all of it. Carbs. Carbs are attached to the outside of a cell and act as receptors. So, think of it this way. When a cell comes in contact with another cell, the carbs on each cell sense and recognize each other. So this is how your cells are essentially identifying each other, right? It's how they're communicating. Carbs create structure within a cell to provide support or offer protection. They also help create a layer around the cell called, forgive me, the glycocalyx. Hope I got that right. I must have read it 1,000 times when we did the audiobook, which offers additional protection around the cell membrane. So bottom line, yeah, they're doing some significant shit, okay? Next one, your lipids, fats, fat-soluble, vitamins, sterols, waxes, and so on, store energy. But they also have other important jobs. So they also help to maintain the structure of your cell's membranes, and they stabilize your metabolism and your hormone levels. So you see, all three of those macronutrients essentially make up every cell in our body with nucleic acids, and every cell in our body makes up everything in our body. So right off the bat, what are we looking at? We're looking at a dot. I mean, right off the bat, we're not even talking about what damages the DNA and the cells and the macromolecules. Right off the bat, for optimal function, we know we need protein, fat, carbs. And we also know, right, some fats are better than others. Some carbohydrates are better than others. But it's the obvious whole. With fats, it's polyunsaturated, monounsaturated. So, okay. Now, we're going to look at what's really going wrong. So the nucleic acids are the other thing that make up your macromolecules, and they exist pretty much almost in everything on your plate, from vegetables, fruits, fish, all of it. Okay. So here's the deal. When your macromolecules or your cells die in a process called apoptosis, you've got that autophagy process, right, that culls them, breaks them down, and uses them. So this is fine. They get wasted, and it's used as energy to make new cells, by the way, in many cases. So essentially, those macromolecules get reused for energy and the production of new cells. Now, the problem is that between cellular repair, right, fixing DNA issues, repairing the cells, cellular death or senescence, right, when those cells die, macromolecular damage drives the aging process because your cells aren't, this is gray hair. This is wrinkled skin. Do you follow, do you see what I'm saying though? Like, you see the damage. You see it on your just the elasticity of your skin. You see it in the wrinkles on your face. You see it in the hair turning gray. Your DNA, the cells aren't, they're not reproducing the right way. They're not replicating properly. That's just one part of it. So, again, this is it's a big book. So we look at, what's going to damage it? Well, okay, environmental toxins, UV light, like improper diet, all of these things essentially can point to cellular carnage. Mm. But when we look at fake fat, fake flavor, chemicals, one of the top. Smoking, one of the top. One of the top things that destroys our cells and their function. And the rebuild, replication, so on. And it creates havoc with our DNA as well. So, okay, we know the obvious of, like, mitigate toxins everywhere, across the board. What you put on your body, what you breathe, what you drink, what you eat. All of this, don't eat too much, eat a balanced diet. But don't expose yourself to too much, like UV rays. We've talked about all that. But the reality is, like, things can go wrong with the cells that run the gamut. That we break down in the book things like loss of proteostasis, which is how your body's essentially folding your proteins. Like, you should, it's called proteostasis, and basically your body should like replicate these cells perfectly, and like it folds proteins in just the right way. Imagine going to a dry cleaner and they come back perfectly folded, or versus you in the friggin' dryer downstairs, right? This is all macromolecular dysfunction. So altered intracellular communication, the cells aren't speaking to each other right, genomic instability, when our DNA gets thrown off from like gamma rays and toxins and chemicals, creates glitches in our DNA and how our DNA replicates over time from cumulative damage. Mm. It's all macromolecular damage. So again, how do we manage this? It's a unified approach, but truly it is diet and exercise, this one. The most, almost the most out of every other key, diet and exercise affect this one the absolute most. And we see things like exercise and diet allow us to, exercise increases your antioxidants. So yes, it releases free radicals, but it also increases your antioxidant production. Eating antioxidants decreases your, inhibits free radical damage or oxidative stress, right? Which all wreaks havoc on your macromolecules. How much you eat creates more oxidative stress, or how little. How, what your macronutrient ratio is, if you're getting enough protein, fat, and carbs. Meat, if you eat too much of them, you get something called AGEs, which are bad for your macromolecules. How you prepare the meat can enhance the AGE production, which is bad, right? If you've got like burned meat and all that, that's on with that. You've heard that's toxic, like, oh, the black part from the barbecue, bad. That's what's happening with that. It increases the amount of AGEs in the meat, which are causing macromolecular damage. So things like steaming are going to be better versus grilling or anything where you get the blackened AGEs, the high heat, things like that. So this one's tough to do on the podcast. Like, I can introduce you to it, but you really got to just read the book. It's very intensive. And it talks about why HIIT training is better for your mitochondria and your cells, and why that's better for your overall cellular health and all of it. But that's what's going on with macromolecules. It is the health and wellness of your cells. And if I could say there's one massive takeaway here, it's that the way you eat, the amount you eat, and the way you train can have an enormous impact on your age. Like, I mean, the way you look, like, you know this, but your skin, your hair, all of it, all of it. Whether or not you're getting gray hair or not, not just the size of your stomach. So yeah, that's a big one. Follow me, Cinders.
I'm following. I'm like taking my mental notes.
That's right, girl.
Yeah.
Now, the next one is something called telomeres. Who knows what that is?
Is that, that's something like, in your cells?
Oh, well, those are Teletubbies, aren't they?
Oh, fuck. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. Cindy likes to call this one the Teletubbies.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I just want to make sure that I didn't get that into your brain so much that you're like talking about it
on a talk show. Yes. And then we're moving on to the Teletubby issue that we're having.
Teletubbies are...
Oh God. So what we're really talking about are telomeres. And telomeres essentially are the strands on the end of your DNA cap. So I'm going to read it to you verbatim, right? If you could look inside every single cell in your body, you would see 23 pairs of chromosomes. So 46 chromosomes in total, hence 23 pairs, right? And at the end of every one of those squiggly thread-like things are telomeres. So these are the little caps on the tips of each chromosome that protect your genetic information from being lost when your cells divide and keep the chromosome from fussing with neighboring chromosomes. Muy mal, a.k.a. very bad. More Espanol.
Muy mal.
You like?
Muy mal. Wasn't that a filmmaker?
Muy mal. No, okay. Forget it. So you can imagine like what's going to happen if your telomeres shorten over time. You see, it's gonna compromise your DNA, your cellular reproduction. You're going to have a host of miscommunications. Your DNA, your cells are going to reproduce, but they're going to like miss things. They're making copies, but they're twisted like a horror movie. They're not quite right, yeah? So the goal is to keep your telomeres long and healthy. Now, this one's a little bit complicated. We talk a lot in the book about something called telomerase and how certain cells in the body make their own telomerase, which helps to lengthen the telomeres. The problem with that is, guess what makes telomerase? Cancer cells.
Yikes.
Which is why they're part of the reason they're so hard to kill and why they can't just synthesize telomerase, because it could exacerbate cancer growth in the body. It's, we look at like also science, right? Like what doctors are doing now beyond what we can do in the moment as well. So how do we do this, right? We know we need to keep our telomeres long. Well, let's look at what is compromising them. So every time your cells divide, we lose tiny little slivers of our telomeres, but that can be accelerated. So we can lose more of our telomeres when it happens. We can lose less. We can even gain some of our telomeres back in certain cells. Like we've seen it. The obvious, okay, depression, believe it or not.
Wow.
Isn't that intense? They've done tons of studies on depression and sadness. Shortens our telomeres.
Screws with your memory, so.
Bad air.
Yeah.
Like super polluted air, like cities with, really has a dramatic impact on telomeres. Okay, bad foods, processed foods. In particular, though, even without the chemicals, sugar, insulin, high levels of insulin really damage telomeres. All right, now let's look at what's going to work for the telomeres. So we have very specific nutrients. So, of course, the antioxidants. I pulled out my little list here for you. But think about it this way. So when the shortening of your telomeres is occurring, this is what's causing, let's say, pigment cells to die. Same thing like gray hair, right? All that stuff, or like when your immune cells start to die off because they're not replicating properly, we're our risk of diabetes, cognitive decline, premature death, all that stuff is increased. We're losing our immunity cells because the telomeres on the end shortened, died, came off. So the cell's done. It's not replicating anymore. And it can like mix up with another cell, and then you get a host of other issues going on, right? It's your DNA. It's protecting your DNA. So again, we look at antioxidants and what's going to make a big difference. So things like alpha lipoic acid, which you find in like spinach, tomatoes, broccoli. That's why when we talk about like you have these diets that are like nightshades or the devil, I want to kill someone. Literally, I'm like, you realize like we're talking about lycopene, we're talking about alpha lipoic acid. Like, stop. Like, you're not doing anyone any, like, you're such a massive disservice. No fruit. Like, what? We're talking about a host of micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, fiber. Like, what are you? It's absurd. You see what I'm like? What fad diets were being sold? Oh, keto. You know what kind of nutrients you're losing from adhering to a diet like that? Well, I'm skinny and my insulin's low. But you're creating a host of other problems. Yeah. You can get skinny and lower insulin levels and still get the micronutrients you need. So things like magnesium, vitamin D, B6, B12, beta carotene are all linked to sustaining the health of your telomeres and even potentially growing them. So clean air, we know. Stress management, we know. High fiber is another big one. So that's what, like, diets that, oh my God, legumes are the devil. Like, do you know how much fiber is in, like, black beans? This is where, again, when we look at weight loss as its own animal and aging, vitality, beauty, like, okay, you might be thin, but how long are you going to live for? Is your hair going to go prematurely gray? Is your skin going to look like shit? Like, these two things can sync up. But in some cases, with fad diets, they are working total opposition, like keto, for example.
Yeah.
It shortens your lifespan. It makes you look like shit. Oh, but I reverse type 2 diabetes. Well, you know what? Work out. Don't overeat. Eat clean food. We can do that, too. I've done it. I did it on TV for years. Yeah. Like, it's not magic. It's simple science. So protecting the length of your telomeres protects the duplication of your cells, right? And the expression of your DNA directly. This is everything we're talking about.
Ugh. So what do you do if you live in a polluted air city? Yeah.
Right. So what's interesting is that in some cases, like, we've all heard of the bird, my grandfather lived to 100 and he smoked every day. Okay, but maybe he lived in an area, right, with less air pollution and he was more physical throughout his day and his food was organic and clean. So it helps to offset the damage, right, from the cigarettes. Now, could he have lived to 120 with better health without smoking then? Probably, right? But remember, these are checks and balances. So you live in a place with bad air, try to eat organic food, try to move more, try to manage your stress, try to work on your mind-body interventions of meditation and Tai Chi and yoga and what have you. Like, you combat it by mastering the other keys.
Yeah, balance, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I mean, my stress this year is like, wow, holy shit. And I know it's happening. I'm like, oh, I'm aging. I can feel it.
And then that stresses you out.
It really, oh my God. And like, let me tell you, I don't have gray hair. Like, I don't have it. I don't
it's
have
amazing.
Any. This year, I was like, oh my God, there's like, I don't know, like a tiny little sprinkling.
Stress really does it.
And I was like, oh my God, it is this year. Like, the stress has actually, that's why they're like, you're giving me gray hair. It's true.
It's true. I got my first 3 gray hairs my first year in college because I was stressed.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? And
chemo
totaled my head with gray hair.
Totally.
I mean,
yeah, because it kills so many cells. It's not unilateral.
Yeah, it's like
that's why the follicles
came back, but forget about the pigment because it destroyed it.
It exactly.
But you know, I saw this thing about this little island in Greece.
In one of the blue zones.
Is that a blue zone? It's like most likely of Greece.
Probably.
And it was so they all live into their hundreds. And
That's a blue zone then.
And
so the guy wrote a book about a blue zone like, hey, isn't it interesting that like people that live to 100 live in these parts of the world? What are they doing? And it's like, I love the book, but it's like, dude, like, let's take a deeper dive beyond, oh, they live here and they eat this. Like, it's science, right? They, like, it's affecting the keys.
Yeah. And then they took people from that place who had moved to the U.S. and follow that family.
Oh, shit.
That family got all every disease everyone normally gets. They're not living as long because it's the combination of the clean air. They walk everywhere.
Yep.
They foods are clean. Yep. All of it. It's 100%. All of it just happens to
that
fit
all
on
the
this
good
island.
Goes away and all the bad comes in.
And they have
it's exponential.
They have no stress there.
It's compounded.
Yeah.
100%.
It's amazing. Whew,
are we ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Epigenetics.
Let's epigenetic it.
Okay, so epigenome. This one's kind of interesting. If, let's think about this for a second, right? If all the cells in your body have the same genetic information, how do your cells know what to become? Like, what tells a cell to be a bone cell? I think they were all stem cells, right? So what's saying be a bone cell, be a liver cell, be the friggin', I don't know, skin cell, heart cell, brain cell, muscle cell? Like, what's doing that?
The epigenome. The gnome.
That's the role of the epigenome.
The gnome.
Right? Which is a collection of chemical compounds and proteins that sit on top of your DNA and decide each cell's job and function. Hmm. Kind of like an overbearing parent.
The contractor.
Yes. They control exactly what that cell's going to do. Now, think about, we always talk about the expression of DNA, right? Well, when everything's working properly, you've got like DNA methylation and histones and blah, blah, blah. It's a lot. Histone modification and chromatin. And it's a whole biochemistry, blah, blah. But the bottom line is, this is what the epigenome is made up of. This is what it does to your DNA. And quite literally, it chokes off portions of your DNA that causes certain aspects of that genetic expression to can't be expressed, right? Vice versa, it causes other parts to express themselves. And when everything's working properly, your cells are doing their job, the things that shouldn't be expressed are being tightened or choked out, the things that should be expressed are being loosened up upon, quite literally, right? So when this shit goes out of whack, you basically have cellular anarchy. Your cells don't know what their job is. So they stop growing. They don't know what kind of cell to turn into. They're not duplicating properly. And the epigenome is actually really fascinating stuff. Like, we even talk in the book about, you know, for years people say muscle has memory.
Yeah, yeah.
It does. It's a mark on your epigenome.
Oh, wow.
So when you work out, it marks your epigenome. And when you start working out again, your body's like, oh, yeah. And it responds faster. So getting back in shape is easier than getting in shape for the first time. Oh. Hence the concept of muscle has memory. We inherently recognize these things. It's been scientifically proven, right? So what happens is that when your epigenome is getting screwed up, we have genetic mutations caused by environmental risk factors. What you're eating, the sun, smoke, bad air, same stuff, right? It's a toxic onslaught. But it's the stress, the six keys that could be emotional stress, environmental stress, like all of that stuff that is just breaking down our epigenome and like either causing like hypermethylation, but just chaos, essentially cellular anarchy. And the parts of your DNA your cells, that the genes that are responsible for repairing DNA or suppressing tumors can switch off. Right? It's called epigenetic drift, right? So immune cells can suddenly forget their job. It's like there's no boss.
Yeah.
You got a whole like village of workers and nobody is like, this is what you need to do. And no, you shut up and sit down. There's nobody's the president of the situation. Here's what's also cool about this. We talk about on the back cover of the book, like, wouldn't it be interesting if you could help reprogram your genes for your offspring to be less prone to cancer? Your epigenome can actually change what you're handing from a DNA perspective to your children. And they've seen it, like the potato famine. So people who survive like these great periods of famine, their offspring have a slower metabolism. It's actually considered a good thing, right? Holocaust survivors, their children have seem to inherit, listen to this one. So I'll read this to you literally because I don't want to screw it up. It used to be thought that the children of Holocaust survivors had an increased risk of PTSD and other mood anxiety issues. But research now shows that children of traumatized parents may have lower levels of methylation and seem to inherit traits that promote resilience as well as vulnerability to these disorders. So the bottom line is, like, it can work for you. You can adapt almost to a certain extent to the things your parents went through, but it can also predispose you. So there was a study on breast cancer. So it can work for you or against you, right? So most recently, a group of researchers at the University of Melbourne did a first-of-its-kind investigation of hundreds of people from 25 families that had multiple incidents of breast cancer. They found 24 previously unidentified epigenetic changes, right, that altered a woman's risk for breast cancer, changes that are passed down through generations. Many people think that breast cancer runs in their family. They must have some kind of mutation that was passed down. Researchers now believe that your genes could be absolutely fine. Instead, it could be that DNA methylation is heritable and can mimic genetic variation. Bottom line is, the effect on your epigenome can be inherited. But now that they know this, I mean, there's nothing we can do about this except watch the science on this level, right? Mm-hmm. But now that they know this, they can, as doctors progress, like, get in there and start messing with your epigenomes. God, and work crazy to switch certain aspects of your genes off or on if you've got predisposition. So the way that you live right now, if you haven't already had your kids, affects what they're going to inherit from you.
Wow.
If you smoke, you affect their DNA for the worse.
Yeah.
You might be like, I smoke, but whatever. You know, my kid gets a clean slate. I'll stop when they're born. You're affecting them now.
Yeah.
You are damaging their hand-me-downs. It's wild, man.
That's
incredible. It is so wild. Of course, like, the way to handle it is, how do we mitigate all the things that break it down, like, damage your epigenome, cause this kind of chaos? How do we protect epigenome? And it's the same, right? It's the mind-body intervention stuff. It's stress management. It's mood enhancement. It's lifestyle. It's diet. It's exercise, which is why the whole second half of the book are very strategic, comprehensive, interlinked plans for all the above. There are even specific nutrients like B6, B12. Where are you going to find it? Salmon, spinach, avocados. So the diet plan that I created for the six keys involves all of these nutrients to specifically attack.
Wow.
So you don't have to really think about it as much, right? You're like, B6, I don't know. And I mean, I outline it, but you're never going to remember it. So, like, even the meal plan in the app has those specific kind of foods.
That's great.
Because it is very specific.
Yeah.
It's crazy how specific it is. And understanding the importance of macros, protein, fat, carbs, micros, vitamins and minerals, is all a component, not about weight loss. Yes, that's a byproduct of optimal health, but of looking and feeling your best.
Mm.
So, I mean, there are people I look at, like, and I'll wrap this up because you're giving me the look, but, like, you know, we've all looked at, like, I'll find, like, a certain actress, right? Like, I don't know, I'm being random. I'm not going to say any names, but, like, I'll see someone, I'll be like, God damn, she looks like shit. How old is she?
Mm.
And I'll look it up. And I'll ask Bishop, I'm like, how old do you think, how old is this woman? Do you remember, we did this the other day, and Bishop was like, 52? I'm like, she's 43, she's younger than me.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, but then you look at J-Lo, who's 49, and is 5 years older than me.
Oh, Julia Roberts, my God.
Oh, my God, that she's the nicest lady on the planet.
She looks like she's 25. I mean, every time you see her.
But she's uber granola, Julia.
Yeah.
She's so granola.
Yeah.
Like, I mean it. Like, I mean, she is granola.
She looks just like she's naturally looks like that. It's not like.
She doesn't Botox. None of it, man.
You can tell.
She is. And also the nicest woman.
Aw.
The sweetest. So I part of it's the way she lives, her disposition. Like, but, like, the woman will let her armpit hair grow because she doesn't want to, like, put chemical. Like, she just, I mean, I'm sure it's for her movie. She's granola big time. Like, just, she's got chickens roaming in her
farm.
But
she's organic granola.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's organic. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it. on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.